Chapter 27. The people and things were going to be unfavorable to her, while she was, nevertheless, ready to meet them with resolution. The children were lovely, a dark-haired girl of 6 or more, a fairer boy of 5. When Lushin cautiously expressed some surprise at her having brought the children, she said, with a sharp-toned intonation, "Did you suppose I should come wandering about here by myself? Why should I not bring all 4 if I liked?" "Oh, certainly," said Lush, with his usual fluent nonchalance. He stayed an hour or so in conference with her, and rode back to Diplo in a state of mind that was at once hopeful and busily anxious as to the execution of the little plan on which his hopefulness was based. Grandcourt's marriage to Gwendolyn Arleth would not, he believed, be much of a good to either of them, and it would plainly be fraught with disagreeables to himself. But now he felt confident enough to say inwardly, "I will take, nay, I will lay odds, that the marriage will never happen." Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.